increase that we're trying to figure out what to do with. Mr. Bauer's been doing some research on various bond issues and things that we might use to help pay for the $20 million worth of work that needs done in the city. A little bit of brief history. I think it was in 2013 or 2014, the city council approved a dollar a year increase in the sewer rates. A dollar a month, excuse me. And that happened once, so that's how we got to $41. And instead of continuing on with that process and raising it a dollar a year after that per month, they didn't. And so now we're set with a failing sewer collection system that needs an estimated $20 to $25 million worth of work. And we're struggling to find funds to deal with it. One of the ways we can do it, Mr. Bauer's going to explain, is possibly selling some sewer bonds. But it's going to require a substantial increase in the sewer rate. So, Mr. Bauer, would you please kick that off for us?
I will. I'm going to go up to the podium, see if we can get this light dial in here a little bit.
Next to the bottom.
Number four. See it from there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to kick this off. Is this on?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
We're going to kick this off. We're going to talk a little bit about where we're at today as far as our sewer generated revenues are at. Right now, when we look at our sewer utility in terms of revenue generated by that utility, our operating revenue is about $1.564 million. And our operating expenses are $1.355 million. So we're generating just a little bit more revenue than we're spending, which is good. And it's in the amount of about $209,000 is how much we're generating in revenue over and above our operating expenses of the utility fund. So what I wanted to do was take a look at what happens if we would have added the dollar annually to the fund, to see how much money we would have generated. So on the screen, it's really hard to see, but the first column starts out with $209,000. That's how much revenue we have. We are generating over and above our expenditures. The second column is $30,000. That's the estimated revenue that we're generating per year currently over and above. So, and that's a rate increase of about $1 annually. It will generate about $30,000 a year. So if you go down the chart, the far chart has $1 increments. So it goes from $1 to $10. And you can see that at $10 down at the bottom, we'd be generating $509,000 in sewer revenue right now. So if we would have been attaching a dollar to the fund every year, we would be well over $500,000 right now in generated revenue. But unfortunately, We haven't been doing that. So we were down there at $209,000 in generated revenue annually. So we need to kick this thing up in order to generate any kind of new projects to work on here. So kind of the goal of this thing was, let's take a look at what's $5 million in bonds look like. What will that generate? What will that take to fund that $5 million? Well, I don't know yet, because I haven't gotten any information back from the bonding company yet. But it's going to be close to the $500,000 a year in revenue that's shown on this chart. So we're not far from it, but we're a long ways from our goal of $20 million. Or if we add treatment plant improvements on there, another $5 million. So we're a long ways from getting there. But we're not as far as we thought we would be, because we are generating revenue right now in our utility fund. So that's the good news. The bad news is we need to generate more.
And faster.
What's that?
And faster.
And faster, yes. And I'm still deaf.
if you guys will recall, Andy kind of touched on a lot of this in his discussion at the last meeting, where he went through some of the projects we've done and what they've cost over the past, 5 years or so. That's just an indication of minimally what we have to do to move forward. I'm sorry, Mark. Talked over you there. Your turn. Go ahead.
Oh, I can't hear you.
What?
I'm sorry, I'm still deaf. So in order to move us along in any kind of timely manner, we're really going to need to sell a bond, revenue bond. So what is a bond? A bond is just a loan vehicle. We talk to everything in municipal government. Anytime we get a loan, whether it's a bank loan, whatever it is, it's called a bond. So that's just what that vehicle is called in our loan world. So we would need to go out and get a bond. And right now we're just estimating about $5 million worth of work, which is a pretty good chunk of work. So, but it's still not enough. We need to do more down the road. So hopefully by the end of the week, I'll have all the information back on the bonds, and I will get that circulated to you so you can see what that looks like. And we can find out kind of where we're headed with this thing. So right now we know we need a substantial rate increase. This chart kind of gives us a quick look at it, what it might look like to get there. And you can see that the $10 worth of increase might generate us $5 million in bonds, might not. I just haven't got all the information in on it yet. But to get to $10 million, you can see it's got to go up quite a bit more than $10 a month. So we're looking at $20 million in collection system improvements. So in order to get there, we're going to need a swing of much more than $10 a month. I don't know what that is right now, but it's a lot more than $10 a month. So, or $10 a month. So that's where we're at right now. You got any questions on this chart?
Not on the chart, but if I remember correctly, thanks to Public Works, is that we are able to purchase a camera vehicle to go down and look at the sewers, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that is when we found out of the dire catastrophic, I'm going to use the words catastrophic and emphasize that, conditions of some of the sewer systems that we, or sewer locations within the city.
Correct.
Okay?
Yep.
So it's not that the council hasn't been sitting on, we did not have the equipment to find out what the problem was. And as you got into it, it was like, oh my God. Okay? So that is part of the thing, because the personal opinion is, there's an old Fram commercial. It says, pay me now or pay me later. The longer we put something off, it's going to cost more.
Well, no, it's later now.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about it really late. But the bottom line of it is that that is how we found out the state of the conditions. And if you could tell us where the audience where it's located.
So what are you saying then, Dave? We shouldn't have bought the camera?
Well, I think it's a good thing we bought the camera. But what part of the city is affected?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that just to kind of follow up a little bit on that, Dave, is, yeah, we had kind of an idea with their system, but you really don't know until you go look. It's kind of like going to a doctor, right? You have to have the right tools. And part of those tools required purchasing some fairly expensive equipment to allow us to go inside these pipes and do some observations. We had years ago, RUSA came in, which is in Roseburg, and they did a lot of TVing for Winston. We would have a plug up, for example, mainline plug up. We didn't have the ability to see what caused that plug up, so we would have somebody come in to look, which is all fine and dandy, but it's just a quick little band-aid. So they would look at something and go, yeah, there's a root intrusion, cause that plug up. So we had dealt with that one. Then we got to the point where council allowed us to purchase our own system. So now going out and on a regular basis, because we've TV'd more footage than the history of Winston, and we pretty much have determined this east side of town is older, of course, a lot of concrete AC pipe material. It's outlived its useful life, which is a huge contributor to INI, which Chris could follow up on with the flow, and understanding that the whole goal of this thing is to knock down inflow INI into the system, which reduces treatment costs, which affects the cost of the plant and things like that. So when we look at a project, and that's the ultimate goal, is to replace and to deal with the INI situations that come along with that one. So when I say Chris can follow up a little bit on the INI, but that's where we get bombarded with that old concrete piping, that the material is gone, so it acts like as a saturation point.
Can you define the INI?
Yeah, it's ground, basically groundwater that's introduced in the collection system. We want a nice, tight system that doesn't allow groundwater and any type of cross connections which other than sewage.
So, and its sewage lines are in excess of 50 years old.
Yeah, they're
some of them.
Yeah, some of them, they've outlived their useful life, is what we've determined. And what we were doing, we'd go out and TV the guys for TV, and they'd come back and say, hey, here's a bad line. So we would say, okay, we got to do this one. Then they'd go look again and go, hey, you know, this one is worse than that one. And then they go back and TV again and come back and say, hey, by the way, those other two are actually pretty good compared to this one. And then it steamrolled. That's what happened. It steamrolled into this, and I'd go to the city manager and show him a video and then say, oh, well, that was bad, but wait till you see this one. So that's what was going on. We were now finding holes, and anyway, the system just needs a lot of work. That's just part of the overall picture of the collection system. But,
so, yeah. Andy, if a section collapses, the process of actually recovering it is a whole lot more expensive than fixing it in the first place, isn't that correct?
Yes, it is.
So if you could find a contractor.
Yeah, that's the other problem.
So we had Thompson, we had the Thompson Avenue reconstruction.
Yeah.
After it collapsed.
Had that one, and we had Oak Street, which was huge because that was an AC line that fell on us, and which is our snow pump station, which affected it. We had to do bypass trucking and hauling and things like that. But that was an AC line we weren't aware of.
And that was about 200 feet, was it not? Approximately?
Close to 300 feet.
300 over. Feet, yeah, oh, yeah. Over $130,000.
Yeah, with 180, I believe, range.
For 180 for 300 feet. Give you an idea of the cost. and that's a couple of years ago.
Correct. Mr. Sherlock, what do you have to offer? Chris is the plant superintendent at the wastewater plant itself. I think he's going to have lots of good news for us in the future as well.
Just to touch briefly on the INI, Green has more population than Winston, and that's reflected in the summertime flows. Green gives us more flow. In the wintertime, Winston's about double what Green is.
The Green system is newer and is tighter and doesn't have the leaks.
It is newer, yes.
So, would anybody in the audience like to put their two bits in? This is why we're here, for you guys to participate in this.
Quick question.
Would you please come up to the podium? Thank you. State your name and address for the record.
Chad Myers, 13917 Looking Glass Road. What are we looking at for a payback term on the bonds?
On the bonds? Well, we haven't decided those yet. That's some of the details that haven't been worked out yet, but we'll be looking at a 10 to 15 year bond life, somewhere in that neighborhood.
And in 15 years, most of the problem areas we have currently are going to fail? So the 20 to 25 million we're looking at needs to be done in that amount of time?
It really does.
So a $5 million bond really doesn't do us much good. We need the 25.
We need at least 10. I would say 10 would be a good step.
There's other things that we can do in this process as well. A lot of times you can take a $5 million bond. You've got $5 million in your pocket. You can go to grants, and federal grants, state grants, and you can leverage that $5 million oft times into doubling the value of it. So you can get more bang for that buck by using it to leverage again for grants and that sort of thing. It helps. There's no easy answer for this. I mean, if you want us to have the $20 million right up, we're looking at a $25 to $30 increase in the sewer rate.
Well, I don't see you. It has to be done.
It has to be done. You're absolutely correct.
We have to have a sewer system in the city. If I have to dig a latrine in my backyard, there's no point living in an incorporated city.
You can rent
it
back.
It has to be done.
No, you're right. It has to be done. That's very pragmatic. You're one of the few people that we're going to be able to talk to that's going to understand that point. Everybody else is going to be looking at their pocketbook going, holy crap, that's another fill-in-the-blank amount of money that I don't have to spend on bills. It is what it is. We have to do it. You're absolutely right.
So, Chad, just to follow up just quickly for you. So one of the things we would do on this bond, because you're right, more than likely we're not going to go for a $30 a month, right? So one of the things we'll be looking at is crossings. Any of our big trunk lines through 42, for example, or even Maine, down to our snow pump station, we have a concrete line, 15-inch, that runs underneath the sidewalk. So part of that first go-around, we'd have to work that with the engineering course, but is to address any of these big main failures that could really disrupt the city. So we would look at addressing some of these road crossings that not only would that be detrimental to the fact of where it's going, but the fact of the road part would just devastate us. So that's what we'll be looking at. Just kind of hope that helps a little bit, but we do have somewhat of a plan. It's like eating an elephant. We can get this thing ate, but we're not going to eat and sit down tonight in one meal. We can peck away at it. We've been doing that, by the way, over the years. So we peck and we're making some headway. You can't really tell on the flow yet, by golly, but we have goals, internal goals. So we're working that direction. Just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. One other question. If we're getting groundwater into the system during the winter, is sewage leaking out in the summer? Those leaks go both directions.
You're a smart man.
Thank you.
I can tell you that if we find something, we would address it instantly. If we have sewage going in the ground, we know about it, we will get on it. And I can honestly tell you at this particular, I cannot identify, if it's a sewage leak, I'm going to go to jail because it's DEQ, we're certified operators. So we have, we're mandated by the state. So I can honestly tell everybody here, I'm not aware of any sewage leaking. I haven't pinpointed it. We haven't pinpointed that, put it that way. If we did, we'll fix it ASAP, just like we just done our emergency storm repair we just did. I know it's not sewage, but it's still, it's all kind of merged together. So.
Anybody else have any questions or comments?
If I may, Your Honor. The real risk here is when you end up with a full collapse of the line like we did over on Hook Street. That's the real risk here. It's not necessarily the, you know, an incidental leak here or there in the system, but if we get a whole line collapse, now we've got a real problem. So that process, in order to fix that line, we have to come in and run a parallel line on the surface and parallel that system above ground so that we can repair it below ground. And it's quite a process.
That's what's kind of going on the east side right now with all of the repair work over there, correct?
Yeah,
right. They do run some lines, some pumping it. Yeah.
Exactly what's going on.
Any other questions? Holy cow.
One other comment I'd like to make is that our city is not the only one that's having problems like this. I know that... I forget what city was it. We went to the League of Oregon Cities meeting, and they're talking about putting in a new, completely new handling station that's been going on for several years, and they're talking about $30 to $35 million in one lump sum. So Winston is, we've got some problems, but we're not the only ones that are dealing with this kind of issue.
Alicia, anything to offer?
I don't. I mean, I definitely think we should make sure it's a reasonable amount for most of the people, you know. Is $30 more too much? Which I would say yes.
So,
but
we're not even close to that point yet as
right.
to how much. But we,
right.
what we need, yeah, I guess, more than anything else, we're trying to let people know that... this is what's coming down the pipe. Again, it's not going to be fun for any of us because we all get to pay it too. It's anybody else? Chief, got anything on this?
No.
Thomas?
Yeah, I mean, just echoing what Andy and Mark are saying in terms of the level of gravity of the situation. And it's been culminating for a while, really, like you said, Mayor, since we got that CCTV system, started discovering a little more what the situation is.
Well,
I think internally, more light can be shed on it once we start figuring out strategies or solutions. And typically that does come from the rate study. I know that we're still contemplating a rate study avenue. But the strategies really kind of help delineate what the financial avenues are types of things, but there isn't any more anybody could say in terms of the detriment of the situation.
Thank you, Thomas. Mr. Bauer, anything to add?
We'll have a lot more to add.
Okay, but not tonight.
Yeah, but not tonight.
Okay.
We really need to, we got to get back with our bond people and find out what all that's going to, what are we talking, you know, about as far as, you know, rates go. In order to cover what we need to do out in our system. And then there's some big decisions to be made by council on how much they want to do and how much over what increment of time, because right behind it you're going to have another increment coming right behind it. So there's no easy answers here, but it's something we know that we can't live without.
Have we looked into grants at all?
Yes.
We have.
And we'll continue to do that. I'm just reading about one here now that might be available for us. So.
Yeah. I mean, typically, though, you have to have a feasibility study done, which would be the rate study. So it's kind of like we have to have that done before we could actually go after a grant. grant.
Right, that's right. So, yeah, we've got to evaluate the condition of the system. We can go out and we can look at what all the different funding opportunities are under one stop, and then make some decisions on length of time, how much, you know. Once we start getting that information, it will move along pretty quickly.
Mark, is it true that both in grants and bonds, that they have to, depending on how we can get it, depends on what we can pay back to, so they have a certain amount of input as to what our rates have to be?
Yes, yes. It all is all about what we have, what we can pay back. It's all about that. So
yep.
We've got to determine how quickly you want to make these changes, make these improvements.
How do we compare our rate, our base rate right now, as compared to other cities our size?
We're in the lower lower half as far as rates go right now. So there are already a number of utilities, a number of cities that have had to step up and make these improvements. And they are big money improvements. So we won't be the first.
Yeah, they have the one stops that we can attend, and that's basically a group of people with money, DEQ, EPA, USDA, and we'll do our sales pitch at a one stop, and that'll determine then what kind of funding they're going to provide for us. But the caveat is, like Alan brought up, that if we want their money, there will be a rate increase, and we'll have no control over what that is. That's what we might be better off with the bond and leveraging that money at a one stop, and that might help us get ahead of some of that loss of control. Andy, the guy that gives a colonoscopy to the city, you have anything else you want to offer?
I think we're pretty well covered.
Okay. Chris?
Not tonight.
Tonight. You're missing your golden opportunity here. Okay, anybody else from council want to make any recommendations or comments? We're going to go ahead and adjourn this workshop at, let's call it 6:30. We'll be back again at 7 for a council meeting. Talk amongst yourselves.
Or if you got any questions, come up and ask us.
Workshop adjourned at 6:30 p.m. This is April 17th, 2022.